Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Expert Insights Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Expert Insights is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on your professional and personal success, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, top coaches, world stage speakers, thought leaders, thriving entrepreneurs and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because we have with us Brad Pistol. Brad is the CEO of Trinity Insurance and Financial Services, Inc. in Ozark, Missouri. He graduated with a BS in education from Arkansas Tech, and he holds his life and health and P&C licenses in Missouri and Arkansas. And he is a professional that has been awarded top of the table honors in 2015 to 2017. He's been Gold Eagle producer for American Equity from 2009 to 2017 and has been a member of the President's Club for several years as well. Brad is the author of Safe Money Matters, Finding Safe Harbor in a Storm-Filled World. And he hosts Safe Money Radio each week on several local stations in Missouri and Arkansas. Brad, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great and so thrilled to have you here with all of us so we can hear all about how to keep our money safe.
Well, I'm certainly thrilled to be here with you today.
Well, tell us a little bit, Brad, about how you came to your passion and purpose in assisting people with trying to have financial security in a sometimes insecure world.
Well, that's an interesting story. I grew up in a financial planner's home, so my father, Joe, has been in the financial services industry his entire life. He is currently 72 years old, and he spent almost 30 years of his career working for Blue Cross Blue Shield and has his CLU and several other designations and spent then about 20 years of his career working for Merrill Lynch as an assistant vice president. And now he works for me part-time. So he literally has spent his entire life in the financial services industry, so I grew up around it my entire life.
That is really fantastic. So tell me a little bit, other than the family relationship, because a lot of children don't follow their parents' pathway in life. What attracted you to working in this industry?
Well, I didn't. That's just it. And that's why in the beginning pages of my book, Safe Money Matters, I talk about that very thing. I did not start off following my father's footsteps. I started off in full-time ministry. And that's part of how I started off learning to ride and having a love for riding. I grew up in attending a Christian school that my parents started. And so as part of that, we had chapel every week. And we were encouraged / forced to get up and speak as young men. And so being terrified of public speaking, as most people were, I had to learn how to write speeches and to get up and talk and that sort of thing. And so that's where that love for riding came from. And as that would move forward, when I was in full-time ministry, of course, I wrote lots of lessons and classes and bulletin articles every week and that sort of thing. And so for the first several years of my career, it really had nothing to do with financial planning, but I was around the financial services industry my entire life and heard the language and the dynamic and the talk because of Father did. That was the beginning of that dynamic and how it worked together with my writing. And so, again, I talk a lot in the book about how my passion for writing and where that started from and then how it eventually turned over into full-time work in financial services when I made a career change.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I want to get to the book, but before I go there, there are a lot of people that may be doing things that they would really like to make a change, maybe to their true passion and purpose in life, but it's scary to just throw yourself out there. So how did you overcome any fear of that transition from what you were doing into financial services?
It is absolutely a terrifying thing. So I think for any person, and I certainly have been blessed to have some fantastic mentors in life. I have a handful, and you can be overwhelmed with having too many. So for me, the key is to be connected to really great people. And I listen to what those mentors had to say every single day. So it's something that you're reading and you're listening to and you're focusing in on what they have to say. And no matter how many times you fail, and failure is going to be a part of life, the key is how many times you continue to go back to what it is you believe in and do it over and over again. I mean, there is documented evidence about Edison and how many times he continued to do over and over and over again the things he was failing at before he came to something that worked. And they asked him, if you had not found out what worked, how many times would you have continued to try? And he said, I'd be there right now trying it until it worked. And that's the key. You cannot be afraid of the failure. You have to try over and over again. And they say in the financial services industry, 9 out of 10 people who open their business fail. That's overwhelming. So 10% of them make it. Those 10% that do, they simply have an undying thirst for success. They're just not going to give up. And that's what I would say to anyone who's making a career change or trying a new venture. Don't be afraid to fail. You have to keep trying.
Oh, that's such great advice. So tell us a little bit about how the book came about for you.
So in Safe Money Radio, which is something I'm a part of, it is separate apart from the book, but there's an organization that's nationwide, and they do have their own book that the advisors use. And I really enjoyed the book, and in the first couple of years, sharing that book with people. But I thought, you know what? I have a writing background and have written for years and years through classes and books and articles and even all the way back to elementary and junior high and high school. And I wanted to give something to my clients that was local and personal and shared the stories of my own clients. And so that's why I wanted to write my own book. So that's where Safe Money Matters came from. And I actually asked the permission of my clients to share some of their own stories. And so that locally in my 3-4 state area, it would, you know, mean a lot more to the people that were listening to me on the radio if they could pick up a book and hear the real life stories of people that had gone through either a financial struggle or had gone through a rollover, or maybe they had lost a lot of money in 2001 and 2008 when the markets had crashed. And I knew that would resonate with people to hear a real life story. And that's the real difference between my book and the other book. So that's what created Safe Money Matters. And it's truly been a blessing to have written that book.
It's so wonderful because now with our modern technology, people all over the world can access your work and the great contribution you've made to helping people in this area of finance. So it's just a wonderful time in which we live. And thank you so much for making that contribution. It's just fabulous.
Well, I do get a lot of amazing phone calls where people, you know, call in and say, it's like you've written about my story in that book. and I get those, you know, calls all the time, and which makes me, of course, want to write more because new stories come in and just it's like I feel like there's always 10 books in my head.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Well, we can't wait to see you roll those out as well. But tell me a little bit about, you've seen so much in the area of finance. I would imagine some great stories and some stories that have come to you that before you were guiding them had some real mishaps and unfortunate circumstances. What out of all of this do you glean as maybe your top tips for people from the standpoint of their finances?
Well, the number one thing, and I shared this with a pastor from Arkansas this week, and if you can't tell from the dialect of my voice, I'm from Arkansas, even though I live in Missouri. So I had an old friend, I hadn't heard from him in close to 10 years, called me this week, and he's doing a series in his church on marriage. And of course, he said, you know, the top three struggles in marriage deals with money, sex, and communication. And a lot of times it is communication about money and sex. And we started laughing. I said, sure. And he said, so I wanted to call you. This is ironic. I've looked online. I hadn't talked to you in a long time and was thinking about our friendship and our relationship over the years. And I saw your book and I had read some stuff about it on Amazon and was looking through it. He said, I'm going to call Brad and ask him, what tips would you give a family that's struggling through the financial part you know, in their marriage? What tips would you give? And so we actually kind of like did a phone interview about that very thing. And here's the thing. I suggested another book to him. It's a book that I talk about on the radio, written by George Clason, and it's called The Richest Man in Babylon. The book was written in the 1920s. There's been over 2 million copies of it sold, and here's the thing. Advice from 100 years ago, the advice today, and he talks about safety in that book. The concept of that book from 100 years ago is about this young man who comes to the gold lender and asks for advice. If he came into 30 pieces of gold, what advice would he give him for keeping it safe and growing it? And he talks about safety over and over and over again, not putting it into risky investments, making sure he goes and asks wise men for advice who don't tell him to go do foolish things with it. And I find it ironic that 100 years ago, the advice is still great advice for today, is being very careful with what you do, not trying to get this gigantic return like going to a casino and saying, I'm just going to roll the dice and hope that I get this giant return, because it's foolish advice. So being very careful with what you're doing, and safety should be a big, big part of what it is that we're doing today with our finances.
Well, you have the advantage of having been a minister to people, in addition now a financial advisor. What advice would you give people in order for them to find a good financial advisor? How do they determine that they're really dealing with someone who has their interest in heart?
That is a great question. I'll give you two real good resources. There is someone that is known nationwide. His name is Ed Flott, who has no skin in the game, if you will. He is not a financial advisor. He is a CPA, and he is known as America's IRA expert. And so anytime anything changes with IRAs or 401ks or anything like that, he's going to be on national television. They're going to go interview him. And Ed's whole thing is saving you taxes. And Ed's website is www.irahelp.com. Now, there are trillions and trillions of dollars held in retirement assets in this country. It's where all the wealth is, okay? So people generally care about their IRA, their 401k, their savings plan, and they listen to Ed Flott. He's got national best-selling books. He's on TV. He's in the Wall Street Journal, all this sort of stuff. So there's my Ed Flott commercial. Ed has about 360 financial planners, CPAs, and attorneys who train under him, and he will share repeatedly, make sure your advisor knows IRA law and 401k law and they're trained sufficiently. And you can find an advisor on his website who's got that kind of training. So you go to irahelp.com and look them up, and you'll find them on that website. I am one of those advisors that's listed on Ed's website. And again, he's not being paid one penny to do that. He's just saying these guys have the training they need and they keep up with it. And you can go look up on Ed's website. Another way to find that out is to go to the National Ethics Bureau. It's www.ethicscheck.com. Anyone who is a member of the Ethics Bureau has to go through 7 national background checks every year to be a member. And you're just finding out whether or not someone has been in trouble, has done anything that they shouldn't do as an advisor. And if they have, they can't pass through those backgrounds. And that's a good way to find out.
That is just really, really great advice. So if someone is just maybe getting started on planning their financial future, what advice would you give them as far as, you know, whether they be young or old, they're just starting out, what would be the best advice?
Absolutely. If they go and talk with anyone, I think there's a real good litmus test, if you will, to find out whether or not your advisor is about you or about them. And in the back of my book, Save Money Matters, I have a checklist for questions you should ask an advisor. So that's there, and you can walk through that checklist of questions you should be prepared for to ask your advisor, and it will literally reveal the answers to that, what you need to know to get your plan started. But first and foremost is this. Someone that you're meeting with should always ask you this question. What is your purpose for this money? Someone can walk into me, heard me on the radio, and it doesn't matter if they have $5, $50, or $5 million. If they walk in and say, hey, Brad, I've been listening to you on the radio for 5 years, and here's my money. Where should we put it? My response is always the same. I don't know. Where should we put it? See, until I know what their purpose is for that money, I don't know where to put it. Here's the question. Are you trying to save it? Are you trying to grow it? Do you need this for income? Are you trying to pass it on to your kids? What is the purpose? When I figure out what your purpose is and what you're trying to do with it, then we can determine where it is that we're going to put it. But until then, the answer would be about me. If I just say immediately, okay, I'll take it and I'll put it somewhere, then it's about me trying to make money off of it. Does that make sense?
That makes absolute sense, total sense.
That's the whole key. You have to think through. Ed Slott will say this. We are in a yo-yo economy, and that stands for you're on your own. So you better know that I have to have a plan for what it is that I'm doing. Every individual does. Failing to plan is planning to fail. So I have to know that, okay, I'm going to go see someone, and I'm hoping that they're going to give me good advice, but I better be prepared. So I want to go in and say, hey, here's my purpose for this. I want to keep it safe, and I want a decent return, and I want to live off this, or whatever your purpose is. And then that person can give you good advice and say, okay, based on that purpose, here's what we need to do, and then you can give them the right advice.
Yes, that is sage advice, wonderful advice. And I want to just thank you so much for all of these great resources, not just your book, but also the other resources that you mentioned that are just so valuable for people to have to make sure that they do keep their money safe. When you look at your own book, what do you hope the reader will take away from it?
The most common response I get from people either listening to me on the radio or reading my book, it's the same thing, is that they've read something and they will say, why have I never heard of this before? And that's what I want. I don't want to put something out there that they've read 100 times and, oh, this is just like everyone else. And so what I hope they take away is something that they've learned that they've never been taught by anyone else, and that they can take that and put that into practice. Because here's the whole key. There's a phrase that gets misused a lot, and that is that knowledge is power. And that is not true. Knowledge isn't power. The application of knowledge is power. You see, you and I can both know that eating right will make you healthy. But if we don't go eat right, we won't get healthy. We can know that working out is supposed to make you healthy, but if we don't go work out, we won't get healthy. It's not knowing it that makes it that way. We have to go do it. So I want someone to read this book and learn some things, which they will. They will learn some things they've never been told, and they will wonder, why has my advisor not told me this the last 20 years? And they will learn it, and I want them to go put that into practice, and I want that to transform their financial planning for the rest of their life. I spent last night with a physician and shared with permission. I was at his office till 9 o'clock, and he said, I wish I would have met you 10 years ago. I'm thinking of several friends of mine who are physicians, and they all went through the 2008 crash and lost millions of dollars in what they were doing. And he said, if I had been doing what we just put into place, I would be retired right now. But many of us are going to have to work for the next 10 years because we did not know what we know now. And that's what I want this book to make a difference in the lives of people.
That is so wonderful, really fabulous. I so enjoyed all that you shared with us. And I would love for everyone listening to go out, get Safe Money Matters. It's available on Amazon by Brad Pistol. And you'll be so thankful that you did, because it's just a wealth of information about keeping your money safe and really being able to guide you to determine your goals with your money and then what to do with those goals. So, Brad, thank you so much for being with us. Any parting comments?
Hey, I'm thankful to be here and to share with you. It's been my pleasure.
Fabulous, Brad. Again, thank you so much for being here. And is there some place if people want to connect with you directly other than just the book where they could connect with you online?
Absolutely. So they can go to my personal website. It's www.guaranteedsafemoney.com. And they can obviously send me an email at guaranteedsafemoney@gmail.com.
Fabulous. Brad, thank you so much for the generosity of your time and the generosity of so much really great information, and congratulations on your wonderful book.
Thank you so much.
And for those of you who would like to know more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities. You can find us at getei.com. That's getei.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.